Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, baby. Sorry, I missed your call. I was in the bathtub.
Oh, okay. I was just writing you a text message saying that that I didn't just try you, and that.
Yeah, no, sorry. I didn't even hear the phone ring. I was in the tub.
It's okay. How was your bath?
It was good.
Yeah.
How are you? Okay.
I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Kind of physically and emotionally. Did you get my text message?
I got your text message. Where are you now?
I am in the house we're staying in. We're staying with my mom's cousin.
Your mom's cousin. Okay.
And I'm in the room Dad's staying in because he's downstairs reading. And Stephen is lying in the bed that we're sleeping in.
Okay, got it. Hello, baby.
Granny is really, really old and frail and.
Yeah, here, hold on. I can't hear you very well. Let me see if I can. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Granny.
She's very.
Like
Hello?
she could barely eat. She could barely eat. She was really spilling everything and couldn't really get things to the get her mouth to her mouth. And couldn't chew things. And yeah, I couldn't chew things. And she said a couple of things in the conversation, like one of which was, you know, this is the last time I will ever eat in a restaurant. You know, because she was so frustrated by it and I mean, I mean, Dad knew that too, and it was a really fancy restaurant, which I think made her even more frustrated, or kind of.
So she just, I mean, there's no possible way she could have enjoyed it,
Yeah, I
basically.
mean, it's like she enjoyed it, but she didn't enjoy it. I mean, she really was happy to have all of these people, you know, with her, but I think there was a
Were there other people there besides you and your dad and your brother, or?
Yeah, Takao was there, and Uncle David was there.
Oh, okay, so the cow's visiting too.
Yeah. And but I think there was a certain amount of I think she must have felt it was either loss or shame, I couldn't quite tell. I don't know if she felt just like she was missing the ability to participate or shamed that she couldn't. I couldn't, you know what I mean? There's definitely a sense of like she it yeah.
Well, I'm sure that it sucks to be so helpless, you know?
Yeah. And she didn't, it was like she didn't really, she, everyone was fussing about her and trying to help her and trying to cut her food up. And like she couldn't quite drink out of this glass they gave her because the straw was too big and she was too short. And, you know, and everyone was fussing about getting another glass to pour it into and getting a straw that was cut down. And she, you know, she can't, you know, she
She just
couldn't.
really didn't want to be fussed over like that,
She didn't
or.
want to be fussed over, but at the same time, she couldn't do it herself. So it was like, it was either get fussed over or not eat your, you
Dinner.
know, not eat your food. And she got a lobster, which is her absolute favorite food. She got lobster bisque and a lobster. But she was just so, she was so. She just couldn't eat it. She just wasn't able to chew it. She wasn't able, it didn't appetize her. I think she's having a lot of trouble with appetite. You know, it's the proverbial cancer patient needing to smoke pot. So, and I think also she said a couple of times, like, I've got so many pills in me. I think she also might have just been really like, behind a veil of painkillers. You know, and even though she's still in pain, they still make you really woozy.
Right, totally.
You know, it was like she was, like she was, it was like she was stoned almost, you know. And it was like she couldn't hear really, and she couldn't really, she can't talk very loud at all. You know, she can't really talk above a mumble. And, she can't talk above a mumble, and so she's really out of the conversation, you know. And we were trying to, because everyone was trying so hard to put on a cheerful show for her, you know. But
Right.
she couldn't even follow, you know. So, it's like at one point I saw her over there, and she was just so, she looked so forlorn, you know. I just got up and went over and started rubbing her shoulders and petting her. Not careful not to pet her hair, because I know she probably worked hard on it. Old lady hair you don't touch.
No, old lady hair is really like it's kind of a masterpiece, you know?
Even though it doesn't look like anything other than old lady hair, you don't touch it. I
No, I
reached.
remember my great grandma's hair involved like all of these. It was always up, you know, and it involved all of these combs and pins and you know all the stuff. Even when she was like in her 90s, you know, it was
Yeah.
like kind of an elaborate situation with the hair.
And I think that, I mean, I think she really, I think that it felt really, I mean, I don't think anyone has touched her in a way that wasn't medical. You know, probably for a year and a half. And I didn't realize that that's what I was doing, you know, giving her that sort of really like intimate touching, you know, like I didn't realize that's what I was doing until, I mean, I just knew that I needed to touch her, you know. You know, and I was like kind of halfway through, maybe afterwards, that I, you know, like I don't know, I started crying. Not like sobbing, just like little, it was kind of like happy tears a little bit, you know. We were kind of talking, kind of, because she can't talk very loud. I kind of put my head next to her head when I was touching her. And, you know, and she said, you know, something like, I'm sorry that you have to see me like this. And I said, it's okay. And she said, I love you. And I said, I love you too. Yeah, I'm here. Was a moment in the conversation towards the, I mean, towards the conversation, dinner, towards the end, when she had tried to have, I mean, she ordered a cappuccino, and it came in this, it came in a big, heavy coffee mug. And they asked, you know, the waiter to bring a smaller, something smaller for her to drink it out of. So she brought like a single and a doppio, like espresso thimble, basically. A thimble, an espresso thimble and espresso cup, you know? And, so they kind of poured a little bit in, and then she wanted the, She kind of motioned that she wanted the foam, right? It's the best part of the espresso. So they put it on. She kept saying more. I want the foam, you know. So when it was clearly already like the foam was fully on there. So she made the cow put more on, so it was like really overflowing. So when she went to go drink it, like, she couldn't get her mouth toward anywhere near where the edge of the cup was because she kept getting foam in her nose.
Oh my god!
It was really cute, but like, she just kept trying to get around it, and she ended up spilling the whole thing all over the plate. Thankfully, not all over herself, but. And it was just sort of, you know, it's like everyone kind of rushed to sort of make a new one so she could try again. But no, you know, knowing she just said, I want to go, you know.
Right.
So I want to go. I want to go now. And I think that the kind of double meaning is, I think she just sort of said that, and Steven kind of said that to everyone. She said she wants to go. She wants to go now. Because it's sort of this.
And she's like, you know, if I can't even drink my fucking cappuccino, then,
yeah. Yeah, which was like, I want to leave the restaurant, but it was also like, I want to leave this. You know.
Right.
Yesterday, she made the decision not to get a feeding tube.
Uh-huh.
You know. She's apparently lost 10 pounds in the last 3 weeks between her last visit and this visit.
Is it a stomach cancer? Is that what you said, or what is it?
Supposedly, it's pancreatic.
Pancreatic.
I don't really know exactly what that means. And better news, Jamie got into medical school.
I know. We were so happy. Like, I just talked to her like an hour earlier because I was telling her about the, you know, to listen to the radio or whatever. Though I've been, well, I just called her in general because she's impossible to get on the phone because she's always at work, you know. So we were just chatting and whatever. And, you know, I just talked to her like, you know, moments before. And then, like, first Marco called me, but I missed the call because I was in the middle of something else, and then I called back, and first Marco answered the phone, and he was like, well, I guess I should let your sister tell you. Hello?
I'm here.
Are you there? Okay. Oh, it's my mom on the other line. She told me, and we were both just, like, screaming and jumping up and down.
That's so wonderful.
It's good. I guess it had been in the mailbox all day, but she and Marco were totally hungover because they were out last night, so she didn't get it until, you know, like, very late in the day.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. She's so happy, and, you know, I'm so happy for her. I don't think that she could have dealt with, you know, much longer with how much she's working at crappy jobs, you know what I mean? It's like, she works so much. She only has, you know, she has two jobs, and she, like, last week she worked 70 hours.
Yeah, I've done a couple of those 70-hour weeks. I did a 75-hour week once. It's just insane.
It's insane, you know, because, like, she works days, like, you know, 3 days a week doing this, like, secretary gig, and then she bartends, like, 4 or 5 nights a week, you know? So it's like, you know, she works all day, and then she goes and bartends all night, and then she goes back to work the next day, you know. Anyway, it's just a little insane, so, and I don't think she could have done it for much longer, you know, because I was just going nuts, so I'm just like, I feel so happy that she doesn't have to keep doing this, you know,
yeah.
And that she doesn't have to go through this whole process again, Like, I think twice is really enough to apply to medical school, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's not pleasant, so.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm so happy. She's so ecstatic. It's like, you know, this is her life's goal, you know, so I'm so happy.
That's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
I guess in other Jamie news, Marco's going to move in with some friends of his this summer. Like, he's moving out just because they basically, you know, it's just too stressful for them to keep lying to his mom, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not like she lives some far away. She lives in the city, you know? Like, she lives, like, a couple miles away, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. I think it's just too stressful to keep lying. And then also, like, I don't know. I think their place is pretty small for two people to be living in, you know?
Yeah, plus she's going to be moving anyway.
Yeah, plus she's now that she got in, you know, she's going to be moving, so.
She's going to stay there until the end of the summer, or?
Well, I don't, you know, like, she'd given me the news about, like, that Marco was moving in with his friends or whatever before she found out she got into school, so.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that school starts, like, in July or something, so she'll probably be moving this summer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, to someplace right by school, so.
All the way out there is probably pretty cheap.
It is. Actually, she told me she had, like, actually, like, done some research online and found this, like, really nice apartment complex that's right next to school, you know, that's totally affordable for her by herself, you know? So.
That's great.
So, it's very good. This is very good news.
That's really wonderful.
If we can just get Lindsay back into school, then we'll be all set.
Yeah, then your work for the year will be accomplished.
That's right.
What's the status with her getting back into school?
Oh, dude, I talked to her earlier today. She was trying to convince me that there are ghosts in the house that she's staying in. I'm like, okay.
What house? She's staying in someone else's house?
In Arizona. She's in Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Missed that. I forgot about that. I was like, there are ghosts in that house? I don't think there were ghosts there. Yeah, it was next to a graveyard, but it was so calm.
No, there. I mean, she's staying with
no,
someone
I know.
In...
I know what
oh,
you're
okay,
saying.
Right, right,
I was just
yeah.
going through what I was thinking.
Right. Yeah. No, she told me the story, like, it totally makes sense, you know? Like, that she saw some kind of face in the night when she woke up, and then she was talking about it in the morning, and then the girl who lives there says, yeah, we have a ghost in the house, like, it's totally matter of fact, and, like, Lindsay's telling me the story, and I'm, like, sitting there thinking, like, what the fuck are you talking about, you know? and then she, but Lindsay knows that, and she's like, you don't believe a word I'm saying, and I'm like, not really, but that's okay, you know? Like,
yeah.
I'm a skeptic about many things in life, so hold on a second, one moment. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm still getting dressed for the bath. I'd have done a shirt.
Yeah, that's really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm really excited about it.
Doctors, Steinmetz and Steinmetz. And Steinmetz and Steinmetz and Steinmetz and
Steinmetz.
extra Stein Mets in there.
Well, let's see. No, if we count Dad and Uncle Sam and Grandpa, that's enough.
Yeah, no, I put 4 in instead of 3.
Oh, okay. Well, who knows? Maybe Lindsay will, like, wind up being a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, that's not doctor.
I know.
That's not a doctor like as in Dr. Steinmetz.
No.
It's like Nurse Steinmetz.
Hey, dude.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, I love you.
I love you, too.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be okay. I'm alone. I wish I'd heeded my mom's advice and not booked so much time here. I don't think I can. Monday's gonna be. Monday's gonna
well,
be.
Like, you're kind of ready to go back tomorrow, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit ready.
Well,
yeah.
Well, no, I was just gonna say on the bright side, there are a bunch of prizes being shipped to your house.
Yeah, you told me that. What are they, or do you want?
Huh? Oh no, I can tell you. It's like I just decided to spend some of my Borders money.
Good.
So I bought all of the still in print or still like available new McSweeney's books.
Good.
And also the latest Jonathan Safran Foer book.
Yeah, I just saw that it came out. I'm so glad that you bought that because I
yeah,
just saw a review
is...
of it. And I jumped up and down and started shouting to my brother and my dad. And they're like, what are you talking about? Hello?
Hello, sorry.
I said I jumped up and down and started shouting about it to my brother and my dad. And they were kind of like going, what the fuck?
Okay, well, it's coming.
That's so great.
That one and then his other book, that's like dictionary thing.
Oh, like, yeah, I saw that, and it just didn't seem all that. I heard the... Was it a This American... It wasn't a This American Life. It was either on Day to Day or it was on NPR.
Mm-hmm.
They did a bit about it, and it sounded interesting. It didn't even really all sound... Well, we'll see.
Right. You know, good, medium, or bad. So it's coming.
Yeah.
And then I subscribe to McSweeney's for the teacher, too.
Good.
Hello?
I'm here. Now you just have to go about trying to find all the old ones.
I know. Now I need to, and that's going to be the expensive part.
Right. So how many do you have?
Well, now, like, well, including, I didn't buy another copy of the one you have, but I will if you feel like you don't want it to be.
No, it can count. It can count. It can totally count. And you're more than welcome to, you know, whatever.
To shelve them together?
What's that?
To shelve them together?
Yes, you're more than welcome to shelve them. And yeah. And I heard sell them, and I'm fine with that, too. If you collect them all, and then you... sell them en masse for several thousands of dollars, you're more than welcome to.
I want to personally own them all, I think. But, you know, maybe in a long time it'll be, you know, if I can make some huge amount of money off of it. But it's like, already, I mean, I think that a complete set would be really valuable.
Right.
Yeah. But, it's like, the first ones are just, the first three, especially the first one, for a first edition, it already cost $500.
Right. It seemed like there were some for $300, but it seemed like all the $500 ones were signed.
Were signed. Oh, okay. Got it.
It seemed like you could get them for $300 unsigned. And
it seems like, well, let's see. So I've bought 11 through 15, and then I have a subscription starting with 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, just even through Amazon, you can get 7, 6, 7, 8, and 9, I think, for, you know, between, like, $30 and $70 a piece, you know? So those are pretty doable. It's when you are talking about 1 through 5 that it gets, like, a little obscene.
Right. Feels like baseball cards all over again.
I knew it was going to happen eventually in my life, that I would start becoming a hardcore book collector.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, the dilettante that I've been so far, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so interested if they didn't feel like the books were so beautiful, like, physically.
What was the print run of the first ones?
I don't know, probably really small.
It was probably, like, 2,000. That's probably why those ones are so fucking expensive.
I know.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't 2,000, because there was a certain ambition to the whole affair. You know, maybe it was 10,000, but still, that's, I mean, it's 2,000, that's so small. 2,000 is, like, the smallest edition of books you can make.
I'm on a mission. It may be one of those things I can also, like, you know, if people in my family don't know what to buy me for Christmas, I'll be like, these are the exotic gifts I'm looking for, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I've got...
like, my dad gets really into stuff like that. I'm like, there are only, like, this many of these in the world, and I want one, you know? He'll get into it.
Yeah.
So...
What I was going to say, though, is you might just, I mean, in terms of collecting and collectability, the dust jacket has got a slight tear in it, because it's a really funny dust jacket.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I was doing my damnedest.
To keep it
perfect, because I knew it was something that was beautiful, and I knew there was something that, anyway, and it went in.
Collectible and that kind of thing.
And
yeah.
It went into something wrong, and it tore.
Well, and maybe I should, like, order another one, because that one isn't very expensive now, you know?
I mean,
like,
if it's
so
Borders money, can you buy it with Borders money?
I can buy it, yeah, you can buy it with Borders money.
I would
so
just
maybe I'll buy another one with Borders
buy
money.
Buy another one just for your fetishization, because,
yeah,
like, to the point where, like, when I shipped it back from L.A., when I shipped it back from L.A., I, or wherever it was, was it in L.A.? Yeah, it was when I shipped it back from L.A., I wrapped it and put it in my bag, because it was, like, the dust jacket is like, a folder, like a folder that folds and has little slots on the inside.
Right.
It's like that, but reverse. It's really poor design, actually. So there's this little slot that you could, if you wanted to, for example, stick an 8x10 sheet of paper in. On the outside, and you would kind of, you know, but you could also catch things in there and tear that flap.
Right.
So, and that's what happened.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, well, I'll just order another one for the collectible category.
Yeah.
Rawr.
Rawr.
I like my free money. It was kind of like burning a hole in my pocket.
Have you returned all the books that you had?
I think I have a few more to return, but I returned, like, a giant stack.
That's so good. That's good.
I have our address right?
What?
I don't know if I want to ask. I think I do. So, rawr.
Rawr.
Hello. Baby Benny.
Steven's beard is so cute. It's so thick and big. I, like, had to run my hands through it and kind of feel it. You will have to, too, when you see him.
I'm going to try and see if I can sneak in a used book into my Borders order.
You should try that. The trick is to order from Borders first and then order something else.
In the same order. Yeah.
And if
I'm
you're
gonna
going to buy the
try.
book anyway, it doesn't matter. I've found that I can buy things from Amazon if, like, the at least for the time being, their interface is tricked by first purchasing from Borders and then purchasing from Amazon.
Baby.
I love you too.
I love you, and I'm a total nerd.
Yes, you are. Total nerd. So my mom.
First, willing to spend like mildly obscene amounts of money on used books.
What are you trying to buy now? Which one?
Oh, there are some. I mean, right now I'm still working on the McSweeney's category, but I'm also there are also some like I want a first edition of Weetsie Bat. I want first editions of all five Weetsie Bat books.
Those
I
aren't.
have.
I looked and those don't seem so expensive.
They're only like $35 or something. I just want a full set. I have first editions of I have a signed first edition of Witch Baby that I had signed. I'm sorry, Witch Baby, yeah, that I had signed. I have Missing Angel Wand, and then I have a library edition of Baby Bebop, but it's not a first edition, so I need to get a first edition of that one too. So I still need I need Weetsie Bat and Cherokee Bat and the Goat Guys and Baby Bebop in first edition. So, but I don't think, you know, I think all in all that would cost me like $100 to get those three.
I
I
bet it
don't know.
won't even cost you that much. You should, if you're going to be spending your own money and not Borders Play money, you should check out Abe Books. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
Because I
I've not
actually
heard of
was,
them before.
I was on there for something else, and then I was like, oh, I wonder if, I know Julia was mentioning the Weetsie Bat books. How much are they? And I looked on Abe Books, and the most expensive Weetsie Bat book I could find was $20. It was first edition. Like, it seemed like there might even been some first editions for like 15. So. Yeah. Oh, is that so? Did you like the
Hello.
picture I sent of my dad?
Yeah, I like the picture you sent. That was pretty cute. That was pretty cute, dude. Wonder.
You wonder what?
Just about the, it's kind of like, you know, I wonder about the condition of some of these books.
So, Mom listened to the broadcast in Portland. She
Oh, she
called
did.
and she called and she called and she called because we were like either driving or on the other line or in dinner. And she kept calling and she just like, like kept leaving messages. We were like, call me back. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. It was so great. on my phone and on Dad's phone. So I call her, and
cute. She liked it.
She thought it was really wonderful. And then she also, what's that? Oh no, I don't think. I think that everyone knows that people fight. But she said that your laugh was infectious. And apparently, like about 5 seconds after the story ended, like her our family friend Sarah Harwin called her. Yeah. So in Portland, it's on the main, the main channel. In LA, probably no one. Yeah. So. And Haruko heard it too. And she said, what did they think? Right. Nah, I see. What would you say? Yeah. Oh, they did? How so? Because why? Maybe they wised up, and maybe also it's because it's a used book on Amazon, which is a different category. Yeah, I think it's probably a used book issue. Yeah. Whereas, yeah. Oh, probably not little. But I bet you can, yeah, I mean, a month ago I was still able to get, Amazon stuff, cookingware. Yeah, it's so good, isn't it? It's really a remarkable browser. Well, the funny thing is I had a version of Safari that was tabbed. It's so weird for me that, like, all the other versions aren't, but I had a tabbed version of Safari, and I don't know why the fuck they untabbed it. Yeah, you have weird issues with your Netscape and your with your. Yeah. Yeah. What? You're in e-commerce land. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm very excited to read the Jonathan Safran 4. Did you have them sent? How did you have them sent? Is it U.S. mail? Slow boat? U.S. mail is best because they'll leave them there. Can you change that at all, do you think? And USPS is not free? The only reason I say that is because. Oh, shit. Yeah. Whatever is the longest is probably good too. Yeah, I think that's like some version of. Actually, you know what? When I don't think so. I think it's US Mail. I think it's because when we did things to your house, the post the right. Cause if you order them today. No, I think that's wise. I'm just, when were the dates and they thought it was going to arrive? Okay. Right. Okay, just as long as it's like towards the end of March, because I'm going to be gone, that's all. That long? Huh. Usually it takes them about 3 days to get them out of their warehouse, and then it takes another like 6, 7 days to get there because they send it book rate. Nah, whatever. Okay. No stress. Yeah. Yeah, actually, well, yeah. Can you switch them to my work address? Is that possible? Is that a hassle? Just because I know if it goes to my work address, it's going to be there. I just have a, you know, it's like I just have an anxiety that it's going to come, you know, when I'm not, when I'm out of town. Do you think I'm being over anxious? Then never mind. They're your books, so. What? That's so long. Yeah, that's fine. Hopefully it doesn't come while I'm gone and you're gone. I'm gone and you're not there yet when we're driving across country. Yeah, probably. I don't know. If you can, that would be fine. That would be great. I just think that if it comes later than, you know, the 22nd, it's gonna sit there for 10 days. I don't really know anyone yet in the building that I can ask to pick it up and, you know. Michael Mandelberg. No, I'll give it to you now. I can't email. Michael Mandelberg, Department of Media Culture, space 1P-226. College of Staten Island, 2800 Victory Boulevard. Staten Island, New York, 10314. Meow. 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 Probably should go to bed because I have to get up for a Dad said 8:30, and then I kind of groaned, and he said 9 o'clock breakfast with family friends to discuss, kind of to touch in, check in, and discuss and whatnot the Grammy situation. These are kind of like their last living best friends, so. Which means I'm gonna have to get up at 8 o'clock at the very least. But the nice thing about that, really nice thing, is that I don't have to worry about not getting up because Dad will wake me up. You know? Do you know what I mean? There's something really nice about relying on somebody else to wake you up. Like, half of the anxiety for me of getting up early is like being afraid I'm going to sleep through my alarm. Like, half of the reason why I am so much more rested when I'm not getting up early is that I'm not anxious about missing something. So I feel totally good about that. I think I sent you an email. I started to pull down some of the old audio on the site because we've run out of disk space. So, do you want to maybe like go back through the first 10 or so and listen to them and see which ones are worth keeping, which ones aren't? Because we're probably going to have to, of all the, if the, all the audio that's up there right now is about 450 megabytes and we're two thirds of the way through it, we're probably going to generate another 200 megabytes. We have to basically trim at least a third of what's up there, probably 40%. No, I'll probably have to trim about a quarter of what's up there, a quarter to a third, and then trim some of what we record going forward. Okay. Okay, thank you. I love you too. And I'm gonna see you in 7 days. Yeah. Okay. Bye bye.